You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wack gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, boy, a lot of different medical headlines today. I'm not even know where to start. Very, very difficult to transition with everything that's been going on. We got the drought that may actually be affecting our wine supply. For those of you who have told me that your doctors are putting you on wine because you can't afford the cholesterol medication, what's that going to do? And again, is Obamacare going to pay for it? Then, some of you who need a donated lung, a transplanted lung, many times these lungs are actually coming from smokers. And they say that they do just as well. We're also going to talk about how many college students fear going hungry at some point. A huge difference from 20, 30 years ago where people who thought if they were going to college, they had it made. Then, you know, a lot of you guys get mad that you have to see, you know, chick flicks with your wife or your girlfriend, you know, now that Valentine's Day is coming. Well, they say that some of these chick flicks may actually save your marriage. I know. And then one of the biggest headlines today, all right, with the exception of Philip Seymour Hoffman, but one of the biggest headlines today is vaginal weightlifting. Apparently, a sex therapist says that lifting weights with your vagina can actually, no, I'm sorry, I'm not that physically fit. The Kegel is tough enough. Can actually increase your sex life and make you the quote-unquote life of the party. What particular parties are these people going to? So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, we say goodbye to Philip Seymour Hoffman, a phenomenal actor. For those of you who don't know who he is, you've seen him multiple times. Blondish, a little overweight, but such a good method actor as well as comedian. He was in comedic roles like Along Came Polly. He was also in Hunger Games. He was in Moneyball. He was in a variety of roles. He was a phenomenal. And unfortunately, they found him with a needle in his arm, and we believe little heroin packets. I guess that had either an ace of spades. Some were with the ace of hearts. I guess police are looking into that. I guess some heroin may be, I guess, transferred in certain envelopes with certain cards, you know. I live in Vegas. The ace of spades and the ace of hearts, all that means is you have a better chance of getting blackjack. That's really all the cards mean to us, but I guess in Hollywood circles it may mean something else. And unfortunately, his personal assistant had found him, and I think he was only 46 years old. Very, very frightening to think that this world still exists where, you know, you have gifted people that succumb to these drugs and the need to be on these drugs. I think from what I understand, he has three kids. He was recently separated, and you would think he would be on top of his game. And as we're going to see, you know, in the ensuing weeks, as we see with any other celebrity that dies, that there was a lot more trauma and turmoil that they endured than we would have thought. Now, many of us who are here and we are barely making our mortgage or our rent, and we're freaking out about health insurance. A lot of us, you and I, cannot even imagine how life could be so bad for somebody in show business, right? Because, I mean, they have money up the yin-yang. They seem to have a better chance at finding work than the average person, even though a lot of actors have trouble finding work. I mean, look at Mario Lopez. He made a comeback, all right? So, I mean, if Mario Lopez is in demand, everybody else is in demand. Anybody else can be. I think, what was that show with John Stamos and the other two brothers, and then there was a bunch of blonde girls. I don't know the name of that show. It was in the 80s. I guess they're going to do a reunion. The one of the Super Bowl commercials had them. So I guess actors have more of an ability, especially at that level, to get a job than we all can. And so why the drugs? Why? How do they even start? Well, now remember, heroin helps with pain. So we don't know what sort of medical issues he could have been dealing with. We know he had some stints in rehab. But, you know, the euphoria that people get from opioids is so addictive. We've talked about opioids and the mu receptors, the mu, that's how you remember, mu. They feel so good that you mu. The opioid receptors, you know, they're in the brain. And so whenever you're in pain, it's the brain's interpretation of the pain. So these medications work on the brain. And then, of course, your brain, when it likes something, it craves it. It's kind of a defense mechanism. When the brain likes something and they think something's good for it, it craves it. But we find out that it's not that good for it. Because these once you hit these mu receptors, you can have respiratory depression. And unfortunately, many of these people who do heroin, unfortunately, lose their respiratory drive. And they could go into cardiopulmonary arrest. And he was too young. I believe he was found on his bathroom floor. But, you know, I was talking to some people over the weekend, and, you know, they were asking me, you know, what's going on? Why Demi Lovato would do drugs? Why Justin Bieber? What is going on with them? And, you know, the one thing I noticed was show business is once you hit a certain level of fame, it's extremely difficult to go back. Now, I know I'm only Dr. Dahlia, so I don't really have the fame like most of these other people do. But I got to tell you, it's very, very difficult to go back. So when you hear that there's a party, and everybody's kind of going to the back room, and some of the big people are there in the back room, and you could have some one-on-one with those quote-unquote big people, you're going to see people like who you see right now in the music industry, et cetera, want to be in that back room. And that's where it starts. And then people find party friends, and people that want a party, they do that. And so people who never even were exposed to that get exposed to that pretty quickly. All right, whether it's their manager, whether it's their co-host, or them wanting to work with somebody, a lot of business dealings are made at these so-called parties. And then you're hooked, and then you need it, and then you die. It's scary. Don't go away, we'll be right back. It's a shame because he was a phenomenal actor. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please call in with your medical questions, your comments, your concerns at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michael writes, Dr. Dahlia, my wife says I have horrible body odor. I don't think it smells that bad, but she says she smells it. Does she have sensitive smelling, or do I have bad body odor? What do you recommend for body odor? I am the body odor queen. Body odor, a lot of reasons could be going on for that. And one of the biggest things is you yourself can't smell. I remember when I had the worst allergies. I couldn't even tell if I put deodorant on or not. And so if you can't smell yourself, right, you think you're fine and you could actually be stinky. Now, remember the whole body odor thing and using tinctures and things to kind of help with smell, that's only been going on in the last couple hundred years. Before that, nobody really, really cared, okay? I mean, body odors was just your natural scent, okay? And certain pheromones you would give off, you didn't really want a mask because you wanted animals to find you. And so when it comes to body odors, you know, body odors is an evolutionary advantage for some of us. But many of us, we really don't want to mate all the time, 24/7. And, you know, would like to get through work. I'd like to get through a radio show without somebody trying to mate with me. So sometimes we stop the body odor. So for those of you who think deodorant and perfumes are supposed to help, it actually detracts or distracts, even though you would think in this common age somebody with body odor would turn you off. It's just, it's different how we changed evolutionary wise. All right, so you know, very interesting. I went to howstuffworks.com because it really delineates the things you should do, and it also makes you think of things that you don't realize. So, like, for example, smoking. Okay, a lot of times can cause you to have a body odor, and not so much a smoky body odor, but it just seems to cause you to be a little bit more pungent. Plus, your smelling senses could be diminished. So you may not realize that you stink a little bit because you smoke. So one thing that we recommend is making sure that you know, try to avoid smoking. Not to mention, smoking is also good to quit because, you know, it's bad for you, okay? I mean, if you need any, a lot of us were like, no, you know, keeps my weight down. Yeah, but you could be stinking, okay? Another thing that really, really stinks is your feet, okay? When I used to work out, I never liked socks. I'm not a big sock wearer. I don't like socks. The problem is when you put tennis shoes on without socks, you stink because socks absorb a lot of the fluid. And by the way, you don't want to get 100% cotton socks. One of the podiatrists I trained under said, get 90% cotton, 10% nylon, because it seems to not absorb as much fluid as you want, and your feet are a little bit less stinky. It was kind of really interesting. So 90% cotton, 10% socks, all right? But they say that sometimes you could actually soak your feet in salt water, all right? And when you soak your feet in salt water and then let it dry, as long as your feet aren't cracking by this and drying out too much, that could also help with your stinky feet. Again, you need to be very, very careful with any sort of desiccating salt, because I don't want you to get cracks in your feet, but it is another thought, okay? Then, you don't want to trap cold in, okay? You know, we always tell people to air out. You know how we talk about it? A lot of women will get yeast infections because they're always wearing underwear and they're always wearing nylons, etc., whereas guys with their boxers seem to kind of open things up and aerate a little bit, more ventilate. That's important, okay? So making sure you have some sort of ventilation. So, like, for example, women's feet don't seem to stink as bad as men's because many of them wear sandals, okay? Guys with flip-flops, again, don't seem to stink as much. So sometimes, you know, keeping things kind of dry and loose over tight underwear could also cause you to stink and sweat underneath, okay? And then, of course, you want to be clean. Now, your apocrine glands are what are responsible for your sweating in your groin and underarm, whereas your eccrine glands are the ones that cause the sweating along your back and your face and your head, okay? The sweat on your head, etc., and back aren't as stinky as the apocrine glands from the underarm and the groin. For those of you joining us, yeah, we are talking about some sticky subject right now, body odor. All right, so you need to, of course, be clean. Showers are great, but a lot of you will say, Dahlia, I still, you know, stink even after I shower. Well, it also depends on the soap. If you're using your wife's perfume soap, that's sometimes not the best thing for it. I really think guys do well with that Irish Spring. And then remember Zest? Zest was a great soap. I don't know if Zest is still out there. I really dug the commercials of a guy in the shower washing his underarm and being all happy and singing. They say you could also use some hydrogen peroxide. Be very careful because hydrogen peroxide does hurt some proteins. All right, but they say that if you'd use some diluted hydrogen peroxide, that could also clean and also help prevent some infection. You could use apple cider, white vinegar, lemon juice, witch hazel, isopropyl alcohol diluted. Be very, very careful. Again, this is from Fit and Health Discovery, Fit and Health, okay, and HowStuffWorks.com, be careful, okay, and then your skin is going to be a little bit more acidic, okay, and they say when you are wet, a lot of times the bacteria can overgrow. Make sure you aren't always in the wet, make sure you dry. They say fluffy towels seem to work nice, but don't put clothes on wet. Okay? And that should go without saying. But a lot of us, we have to run to get on air or get to work or go to a crappy Super Bowl game. And so, you know, we're wet. Okay? And then, of course, deodorants. We talked about applying deodorant has to be done at night. You apply the deodorant at night, it ends up clogging the pores, and then when you wake up in the morning, they're fine. My only problem is a lot of us shower in the morning. So a lot of dermatologists recommend shower at night, put the deodorant on at night, and then get up and go to work. But a lot of us ladies, you know, we're like, I just feel more fresher in the morning. So, but it's a trick of the trade where you can actually put the deodorant or the antiperspirant on at night. You have an antiperspirant and a deodorant. I'm still, though, waiting for studies to tell us if all this deodorant we're using with the aluminum, all right, is harmful. I mean, can you imagine every day? I put deodorant on maybe once or twice a day, you know, and then it gets absorbed and you wonder, you know, what are we doing? Could that be unfortunately kind of dangerous? I don't like spray on because I don't think any of that stuff belongs in the lungs. Then, of course, what you eat. I remember when I was in high school, they were talking about how people that eat McDonald's all the time will stink of McDonald's. And stinking of McDonald's, I particularly loved McDonald's because I wasn't a fan of my mother's cooking. But, you know, keep in mind, certain hot peppers can actually make you a little bit more sweaty, and they could also unfortunately attract bacteria too. So you know, they say if you know, have more pungent type foods, that could unfortunately also make you more stinky. We know that. All right. And then, you know, a lot of us, we wear our clothes multiple times, especially with the big drought that we're dealing with now in California that could be affecting the wine supply as well as many of the other crops. Many people are now kind of re-wearing clothes if it doesn't stink that bad. Remember, there's bacteria on them. What you put on your body is extremely important, and bacteria help also fosters stinky smells. So something to also look for. Okay. And then stress. You know, a lot of us, when we get stressed out, we sweat and we stink. And I mean, stink in a bad way. And so sometimes anger management and biofeedback and acupuncture and meditation, all cool stuff. Think about it. Okay. All right. And then, of course, like I said, stay clean. Be careful of some of these very perfumey type things. And you know, ladies, be careful with the perfume, okay? If I were you, have your man pick your perfume. But a lot of you women, and, you know, no offense to any of them, but I'll walk into the patient room, and, I mean, it's like, whoa, you can't breathe, and it could irritate the nose. If you're trying to attract a man, okay, I mean, it's got to be subtle. But if you have all this perfume that's kind of big and in your face and starting to cause your eyes to water, it's a turnoff, okay? So you want to make sure that you're doing it right. And a lot of guys, I mean, they really don't care if you smell lemons or apples, etc. They just don't want you to be stinky. So as we're kind of coming into, you know, Valentine's Day, don't tell him the type of perfume you want. Tell him to smell around different perfumes and see what he likes. Now, mind you, whenever you do tests for perfumes or colognes, you guys and girls have to actually spray it on you and smell what it's like. You can't just spray it and then walk into the spray and know how it's going to smell on you. These perfumes react with your skin, and I can't tell you how many people it reacts, and it really smells crappy. So just a thought. All right, that was body odor in a nutshell. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm excited. I actually get to speak at a meeting tomorrow. There's going to be about 1,000 pharmaceutical reps. And I know you think a joke is coming, right? You know, what do you call when you have 1,000 pharmaceutical reps in the room? I don't know. I don't know. There's got to be a punchline, some sort of Obamacare punchline. But sorry, I'm not that quick on my feet. But it's going to be a very interesting talk because they've asked me to talk about how to approach a new drug. I told you guys last week that there's a new diabetic drug that sounds phenomenal. It's called Farziga, and it's in a class, and a couple other drug companies are working on this, where you actually, it stops glucose absorption in the kidney. You know how the kidney looks at the blood? It decides what to keep and what to get rid of. And so if it prevents the kidney from deciding to keep that sugar, the sugar gets dumped in the urine, so you have less sugar in your body. Less sugar in your body means less diabetes, and then less weight. Okay, so it could cause weight loss. This is looking like a very interesting drug, and I'm going to learn more about it, and then I'm going to, of course, you know, teach you guys about it as I learn more. And I got to tell you, I had just seen a diabetic. I see a couple patients before I go on air sometimes, and I had just seen a diabetic whose liver enzymes were inflamed and cholesterol was high and, you know, sugar was high, and he doesn't tolerate a lot of the oral medications. He would be an excellent candidate for this because it works on the kidney as opposed to the liver. So I'm really, really excited. But in this meeting, they've asked me and a pharmacist to be there to discuss, you know, in this new atmosphere, how do we even, you know, talk to doctors about new medications if right now insurance companies are you know, only covering generics. And, I really don't know what I'm going to tell them tomorrow. There's going to be 1,000 of them. All right. I think it's kind of frightening for a lot of us because, you know, one is, yeah, you know, there, you know, certain, the pharmaceutical economy does, depend on new medicines and insurance companies, allowing them. But number two is, you know, we are really running out of a lot of choices for our patients. And when the generics don't work, we need to be able to turn to something else. And so when a pharmaceutical company comes out with a drug, and right now I think I have probably written only one brand name drug in the last 3 weeks, that's some pretty scary stuff. So it's going to be a very interesting discussion. And I also kind of want to learn and see what they're also coming with around the bend, because these new medications you could get really, really excited about. And but if we have to pay cash, now mind you, a lot of pharmaceutical companies are putting out coupons, figuring out ways to attract the non-insurance patient or people with insurance how to decrease their copay. So again, they are trying to work with you because again, they've spent millions and millions of dollars on this drug. They want to get it out. I mean, because otherwise it's going to be a huge loss for them. But it's interesting. I'll talk about it when I get back. Now, there is a woman in Arizona, which I wanted to talk to you guys about a few shows ago, where she's been accused of using feces in an attempt to kill her husband. Now, you heard about this? She's an RN who was trying to put feces in her 66-year-old husband's IV when she was in the recovery room following his surgery. Her name is Rosemary Vogel of Sun Lakes. She was arrested. This is Sun Lakes, Arizona, was arrested after a warning alarm on the IV monitor sounded Thursday. She is now charged with attempted first-degree murder and vulnerable adult abuse. Apparently, I guess when it involves feces, it's called adult abuse. The husband's name was not released by authorities. I think they're trying to protect his anonymity. Anonymous, I can't say that word, anonymity. But if you know his wife, his name is probably Mr. Vogel. Who knows? Apparently she's a registered nurse and was a hospital employee at one time. I don't think we know the motive, but the IV monitor alarm sounded. Good for it. Hospital staff entered the recovery room and found Vogel manipulating her husband's IV. The hospital found a brown substance in the IV line, put their nose up to it, took a whiff, realized it was poo-poo, and immediately removed it from his arm. No, they removed it from his arm first, and then they decided to do the taste test. Apparently, Ms. Vogel allegedly tried to drain the fluid from the line into a waste basket, but a nurse intervened. The test revealed the fluid contained fecal matter. In Vogel's purse contained 3 more syringes. 2 of them contained fluid, and the third appeared to have trace amounts of fecal matter. Now, that is some crazy stuff right there, because you're looking at I don't understand any murders, but when somebody does decide to hurt somebody, okay, the premeditation to me is even creepier than the ones who go on a rampage and do it, even though it's still both are hideous and horrible, etc. But for her to have, I guess, at the house defecated, and I mean, I'm assuming it's her own, and then gone through this at great lengths. How long was she planning on killing her husband? And why? I'm kind of very, very interested in what the motive was. And actually, who donated the feces? My guess is it was her. And boy, you know, killed by feces. What would feces have done? Well, first, acutely, it could have actually caused a clot. When you put any sort of substance into somebody's IV that goes up venously, it could form a clot. Embolism, stroke, etc. So off the bat, it could cause that. Second, of course, then could be the bacterial sepsis that ensues. Getting fecal matter into your blood system could put you into a sepsis, which is probably why she thought of that route. Okay, as opposed to trying to suffocate somebody with a pillow, or as opposed to, trying to use a weapon, something like feces in the blood could be a little bit more insidious. But wait, you see, what I don't understand is RNs are smarter than this. Feces in an IV tubing will leave sediments, and so you will see the brown sediment in the IV tubing. So I think what happened is she had tried to do a mixture, tried to do some sort of a solution, and it was unfortunately not mixed a lot. I mean, you know how diarrhea could be brown tinged, etc. So she put a lot of thought into this, which is why if they try to do a plead insanity case with this one, I think that's a bunch of bullcrap, because for her to get the syringes, understand diluted feces could cause sepsis. There's too much thought process there. She had some level of competency. Yeah, she's probably really has a screw loose, but she was competent enough to carry that out. She should be prosecuted to the fullest extent. But, you know, this is one of those things that you see in the movies. You know, how do you protect your IV? Can somebody, you know how, and I forget, was it Sopranos or one of these movies where, you know, the mafia got to the person before the good guy did, and so then unfortunately they were already dead because somebody put something into their IV. You know, security in hospitals has improved. But to be honest, it's the nurse that is basically your lifesaver if, God forbid, anything goes wrong. And so in this particular case, the nurse basically saved his life. So bravo to these nurses, even though, yeah, it was a nurse that tried to kill him. Still, what I suggest is to make sure you have a loved one that, A, doesn't want to kill you, and, B, has somebody there, okay, you know, that can stay during visiting hours or even after visiting hours, right, to just be there and protect you. But, I mean, the IV is a very, very vulnerable, scary point of entry into the body. And it frustrates me when I see people take advantage. I get very, very ticked off at these ex-nurses or ex-healthcare personnel that end up, I guess, trying to steal your pain medicine, and then they inject something else or they swap something while you're asleep. That is some scary stuff. I mean, you're really, really vulnerable. So you know how you have to have your advanced directives and you have to have your living will. I say you should also, in your proxy, you should definitely have your IV buddy. And that buddy sits there and watches your IV like a hawk. All right, guys, don't go away. We got less poo-poo story. Our computer is making us nearsighted. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Broncos. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I gotta tell you, you know, and I had a feeling the Seahawks could win it because it was one of those surprise weekends, but I did my medical predictions, and I gotta tell you guys, you know, don't hate on me because I gotta tell you something, okay? I had no idea that the Seahawks were gonna wear white. Okay, the Seahawks colors were blue and green. Remember we talked about green and we talked about bile, which is why Manning and the Broncos would have won. But the Seahawks were white. That changed everything. everything. If I knew that, because white is a very good color in medicine, I would have then predicted the Seahawks win. But I got to tell you, I don't think anybody predicted that safety in the first minute or couple seconds. And then, of course, remember the Ravens had done that right out of halftime, taking it across the field and making a touchdown. Same thing happened with the Seahawks. The Seahawks really deserve it. That was phenomenal. I don't know what happened with the Broncos yesterday. It was crazy, but hope a lot of you didn't lose a lot of money. Super Bowl commercials, like I tell you, the one Super Bowl commercial I liked was the one where there was a few of them. Of course, Bruce Willis one I liked. David Beckham in his underwear, never a problem. Not my favorite commercial, but that was definitely entertaining. And there was one where I guess they went back to the 80s, Radio Shack from the 80s. So you saw a whole bunch of things from the 80s that you wouldn't have even remembered, like Alf and things like that. Alf, we kind of want to forget that. That's really not something that should be representative of the 80s. But I thought that was a pretty cute commercial. But again, I mean, we were all depressed. I was at a Broncos party, so it was kind of depressing. In fact, we were giggling and crying. It was that bad. But I got to tell you, we had some phenomenal football this year, some real phenomenal football. And I am just grateful that, you know, we have the men out there and the women who put these teams together. And football season is over. Now, some of you are depressed, all right? And I get that, you know, not having football. I don't know if you're depressed that football's over, but that you're depressed and now you got to deal with Valentine's Day. I know the next big holiday is Valentine's Day, which is depressing, okay? Well, if you're single, Valentine's Day is depressing. If you're not single, it's also depressing because Valentine's Day, which we're going to be talking about next week, could also be a huge holiday for breakups. Okay, a lot of people, a lot of people decide, well, you know what, I will maybe propose, okay, or I have to propose, it's Valentine's Day, she's expecting a proposal, and then you know what, I don't think I want to marry her to begin with, I really can't handle all this stress, I'm breaking it off. I mean, Valentine's Day is a very anxiety-producing holiday, and it's never been my favorite. Even though I'm married and I love my husband to death, Valentine's just not my favorite. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm so depressed that football's over. Right? And it's just one of those things where it's just not, we'll kind of have to all kind of group together and figure out how to get ourselves through this one. All right? But more depressing news is the crop issue in California, including wine stocks, etc., as this drought in California is threatening harvest and forcing farmers to plant fewer crops. All right. Apparently, they are really, really worried as the reservoir is running low. They say the state's farmed vineyards and other farms will be further affected. All right. By, I guess, this decision that occurred, I believe it was over the weekend, to not send water from a vast reservoir system to local agencies. This was supposed to happen in the spring, and I guess they voted against it. And I guess the water supplies for 25 million people and irrigation for 1 million acres of farmland, they are going to have to look for other sources. Now, I guess the announcement was timed to give farmers more time to determine what crops they will plant this year and in what quantities. But remember the Dust Bowl in the 30s? And, you know, this is pretty similar. We're in a horrible recession, if not depression, in some parts of the country. Other parts, I don't know, where these places are saying they're booming. I'm not seeing it at all where I live. And now we have, we're going to be having the inflation with crop prices because as less crops are out there, food prices are going to go up. All right. And what happens when food prices go up? Right? People can't afford food. When people can't afford food, we're going to have more people depending on food stamps. And as we have less people putting money into the tax system, this is some serious, serious stuff. And we have not been able to science-wise predict the weather. Right now, everybody's kind of blaming global warming, but you also see this change, like this polar vortex hitting the eastern seaboard and the Midwest, etc. I mean, there's still snow forecasted, heavy, heavy snowstorms forecasted. So we're seeing very, very nasty winters. But then over here on the west, where I live, we're seeing drought. So there's definitely certain shifts. So my suggestion is, okay, for everybody to kind of get their act together, look at where the shift is and start growing a crap load of crops in the areas that once the thaw melts, we could go ahead and plant there. But the California industry is going to take a huge, huge unfortunate hit with this, okay? I'm not worried about the wine because I don't drink wine, all right? But I really like grapes, right? I love fruits. I love a lot of things that come out of California. I was born in L.A., so I still have a big place in my heart for California, even though I may disagree with a lot of what's going on over there, especially with taxes and, you know, how they're running the state. I still love California. I always will. Unfortunately, the snow survey last week in the Sierra Nevada, which is one of the state's key water sources, found the water content of the snowpack 12% of normal. They say reservoirs were lower than they were at the same time back in 1977. You know, I was in Lake Tahoe last weekend. I had a conference in Reno I had to go to. So we were in Tahoe, and it was brown. I'm not used to Lake Tahoe being brown in the dead of winter. It's supposed to be snowpack, so you could just see how severe this is. And by the time the news talks about it, it's already way deep into it. And so this is some frightening stuff. And I guess already Californians have been kind of told to, you know, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down to start kind of saving on water. And, you know, this is something that I don't know how they fix. But, gosh, it really would be nice for us to be able to figure out how to manipulate weather. Okay? I know a lot of us are praying, right? But there's got to be something we could do with the clouds. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So it looks like these electronic devices are making us nearsighted. Now, I think a lot of us have already noticed that. Those of us sitting on a computer and Facebooking or tweeting or Twittering or, I don't know, playing our games, a lot of us are noticing that when we get off the computer, we kind of have some trouble reading. And remember we talked about how a lot of the fluorescent lights and the LED lights and the flashing lights could be affecting our retinas? Well, they're saying we're starting to see more and more kids become nearsighted. And these kids have been now playing on these video games ever since there were babies. Mom's phones, smartphones have been out now for a few years. I see babies. You know, babies know how to do selfies, take pictures of themselves. They know how to do it. Now, on one end, these kids are really getting computer savvy, and they're really, really getting smart when it comes to that. Okay? But on the other hand, we are starting to see myopia or nearsightedness, where the eyeball starts to become too long in response to the strain where it's trying to focus on something that's, it's tricked. The brain is tricked. As opposed to you playing outside and seeing your friend half a block up, and seeing the ball bounce, etc. Wasn't that cool? Your friend up the block would bounce the ball. You would see it, but then you'd hear the sound later. Wasn't that cool? You know how we would learn that the sound of sound would travel slower than light. Okay, now a lot of these kids are not playing outside. They're looking at something in a screen less than a foot away. Yet there's supposed to be some depth to it, and the eyes get confused. The light rays fall short of the retina when they become nearsighted, so distant images are blurry. So this is something that I think we really need to start limiting. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.